The question was asked, do we find in the Torah that it is addressed that there is life on other planets? So I'll begin with one thing and then we'll move on to a few other aspects. Number one, the question was asked to Rabbi Feinstein once. And Rabbi Feinstein said, I don't think there's life on other planets. Notice the wording, I don't think, meaning if it happens, it won't drive me crazy. But I don't have in the Torah, I don't see a support for it, so I don't think it exists. But if one day they'll find life on other planets, no. But let's develop that a little bit further. So when we look at the text, and when we look at our sources, we don't have a source that clearly says there is life on other planets. But we do have a concept that there were worlds that preceded this world, and those worlds were destroyed. And that it says in the Medrash. And is there a remnant of those worlds or not? Well, that not everyone agrees. Some commentaries hold that those worlds were destroyed, but not obliterated. And that when the Torah begins with the Spirit of Hashem hovering over the waters, what waters are there? Those waters are waters that are above whatever existed that was the destruction of the previous planets. And that's why some say that even what you'll find today in archaeology, that's from the previous worlds. There is such a commentary, there is such an opinion, that when our sages told us that the previous worlds were destroyed, they did not mean destroyed without a remnant. On the contrary, when you'll find fossils and you'll find other things, that's what they were talking about. So there is such an opinion. Is there a remnant of another world somewhere else in some other way? I don't know. I don't know. But you have what Rabbi Feinstein said when he was asked. It doesn't seem likely, but it's not an impossibility as far as we understand.